The first thing I want to deal with is this tithing issue that have come out in the system, a doctrine of tithing that is just, tithing is almost done away with, is under the law and we're under grace, and as if we don't have to tithe anymore. That is a biblical deception, a deception of the Bible. Tithing did not come under the law. Tithing is prophetic. In Genesis chapter 14, verse 18 through 24, you would read that and see that Abraham in Genesis chapter 12 is our example of financial transaction under God. And that was before the law also. So understand that tithing, offering, giving, and sowing belong to you. And if you turn from that, you're going to suffer personally, you're going to suffer in ministry, because it's part of God's divine plan. As your apostle and your prophet, that's what brought me to my wealthy place, by doing what God told me to do. So there's a lot of things going to start coming up, LTMA. I want you all to be covered by scripture and by understanding. So I'll deal with not only the apostolic today, I'm going to deal with the prophetic. I was called to be an apostle by God. I was called in the office of a prophet by God also. And I wonder why he called me as a prophet, but I see why now. And so I want to give you some information today that will hold everything in place when a whole lot of stuff starts happening. You'll know exactly what to do. The first thing I want to talk about is the grace that is on a prophet. Then I'm going to the grace that is on an apostle. Now, we know from Ephesians 4, chapter 4, verse 11 through 16 is where we're trying to get. We're trying to get the church in a position where we as ministers can be connected properly to have the wisdom and the power and the anointing to build the body of Christ, that she can function in the spirit. So I'm going to give you a few charged words about prophet or the prophetic office, but I want to talk to you about hearing the voice first, not a vocabulary. I think a lot of times people hear in a vocabulary, orators, good speakers, but they're not hearing the voice of God. You remember what he said in John 10, what, 27? My sheep hear my voice. Hearing, now some would argue with this, but I want to share this with you. Hearing the Bible is not really hearing God's voice. Based on John 6:63. The words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. So a lot of times we hear a lot of biblical passages, we hear a lot of vocabulary, but we're not hearing the voice. So make sure you're hearing the voice. Now, one of the ways to hear the voice is everything you hear, you must meditate it. Meditate and give the spirit a chance to speak. Then, for our ministries in the LTMA, hearing the voice, then you're ready to operate in the vision. If you don't hear the voice, you can't operate in the vision. In the voice, I wrote this down, you're supposed to have a visitation from the Lord. And then we move into this next word that started in Ephesians 4:1. You're ready to step in your vocation, your calling, your assignment. So you see the voice, the vision, and the visitation has to be there for you to step into your vocation. And I think that's what been missing at large in ministries, by not having the apostle, prophet, everybody in place. We really wasn't hearing the voice clearly as we should hear the voice of God. And that's our job as apostolic and prophetic ministries, to begin to hear God's voice above everybody else's voice. And then the last word I want you to get is that what produces victory. That what produces victory. If you don't hear the voice, If you don't, and you're not going to be able to operate in the vision, you're not going to have the proper visitation, you can't step right properly in your vocation, therefore you will not have the victory. And that's what we want to happen, all right? We want that happening to us, that every one of you are walking in victory. And so you look at Ephesians 3:5, take that a note, Ephesians 3:5. I want to read these scriptures before I start giving the definition of the grace of a prophet. In Ephesians 3:5, if you got your Bible, look there with me, because that's a lot of time on your phone or whatever you're going to look up, because I want you to see this and what have happened to us. Ephesians 3:5, it says, "Which in other ages was not made known to the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit." Now I've said to you that I'm not building myself, but this ministry has to be built, and the apostolic and the prophetic must be on your life. And I want you to walk in that apostolic and prophetic anointing on your life. In Ephesians 2:20 now, I don't have no time, boys. I need to have more. I'm not going to go that long. 2:20. Now, some were shown from Ephesians 2:20 because they don't understand the application of it. It's not really exalting a person. It's an office. It's a divine setup, like the general, I think, is in the army, the captain. Those people are to give guidelines and direction for the ghost. So the spirit world is everything that you see in the secular world is copied off the spirit world. And the spirit world got to get back in her place with the respect and honor that you all give me as your apostle. That's why we can accomplish a lot of things. I really sense that LTMA is going to be a great asset to many ministers and ministries in the days to come. Now there in Ephesians 2:20, "And are built up on the foundation of the apostle and prophets." Why he said that? Then you know we got Ephesians 4:11. Why he said that? Why does he say that? And I think a lot of things are going to start being said from pulpit because the apostle's not over the doctrine. They have nobody to check them, nobody to stop them. And you're going to have to be spiritual enough to understand. If you're stupid enough to believe that tithing is not real, you're real stupid. I'm telling you, real stupid. Fred Price, Kenneth Copeland, Kenneth Hagin, et cetera, et cetera. All ministry was based on, I'm back to the tithing now. To tithe. And so if you're not on the right foundation, you're not going to know it. So here's the foundation. You build up on the foundation of the pastor? No. Evangelist? No. Teacher? No. Ephesians 2:20. "And I built upon the foundation of the apostle and prophet, Jesus Christ himself being chief cornerstone." Look at this. The apostle, prophet, and Jesus Christ. I mean, those offices just as important, how much important they are to God. Now, you also want to take note of this, of the prophet office. Prophets are sanctioned gifts that are set in the church to produce a hunger for the voice of God. That prophetic voice is so powerful that it gives you a hunger. You check yourself and say, man, have I really been studying like I should? That voice should be that powerful as the voice of a prophet. So the prophet, the grace on the prophet is to impart to the believer, watch what I say now, a hunger for the rhema, reveal word of God, the voice of God. The reveal word of God, the voice of God is different than just reading your Bible. Okay? That rhema word, that John 6:63 word, that Matthew's 4, I think it's 4:4, "Man should not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God, and I got that word proceeded. God should constantly be talking to you at all time, no matter who else talking, and make sure you're hearing the voice of God. Now, let's look at some of the words associated with the prophet. See, a prophet see in the spirit realm that the average person would never see. Another word is hear. They are hearing at another dimension than the average person or the other fivefold ministry gifts are not hearing exactly what they are hearing. They have a prophetic hearing. Another word is a very simple word, say. The prophets say things in different ways. He's a seal. He's a mouthpiece. He's a messenger. He's a watchman. He has revelation. His ability to decree things, proclaim. Listen to this one. Prepare the way. He knows how to deal with burdens. He makes divine announcement from God that only he can make. He pray in a certain realm. He give utterance in a certain realm. He has the ability of God to turn things in the spirit realm. Whoa. You read about Isaiah, Ezekiel. Turn Ezekiel in that valley of dry bone. Turn things in the spirit realm. The prophet. He prophesied. He stay in a prophecy mode. He designed a foretell. Now, I'm going to say another word. You think I'm saying the same word, but I'm not. Foretell. 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 Ahead of time. The prophet deal with the root of spiritual things. He knows how to root things out that don't supposed to be in. And prophetically, I'm rooting out the false teaching on tithe. It need to be rooted out. Because many have got rich on that very revelation, and you be stupid enough to talk about stop tithing, and you'll never arrive where you want to get. Intercession, the prophetical intercession is powerful, and I pray for you all the time from that apostolic and prophetic setting. The prophet is a major on repentance. He'll call a whole city, a whole, let's say, state. He'll call a whole country and command that they repent. That's his assignment. Holiness, which is one of the things that I want all of you all to understand, how important holiness, sanctification, and righteousness is, and you can't do it by yourself, and you can't do it without being functioning properly in the spirit. One of the success of my ministry these 47 years is holiness. I am a stay in the presence of God and not live in sin, and that's so important. Are you listening? Are you listening? Holiness. The prophetic ministry is based on deliverance. There's some deliverance the church is not going to get without the prophet. You go back, we read through the Bible, we saw how the prophet came on the scene when things wasn't going right. That prophet had a word from God that changed the whole scenario. And those who didn't listen to the prophet fell. They didn't have no success. It's a divine setting that God has set up, and you just have to recognize it as a revelation, not dictatorship, not dominating you, but encouraging you, uplifting you, helping you, praying for you, loving you, correcting you, directing you, protecting you as much as possible. It's very important that we understand this. Deliverance, dreams, and visions are all tied into that prophetic office on another level. Let me read this to you. Prophet receive and communicate the mind and will of God. Now, if that's not down the line through the pastor, the teacher, and the evangelist, the apostle is the first set, if that apostolic and prophetic is not in place and we're trying to live on pastoral, evangelist, and teaching anointing, the church is missing out on a whole lot of things. Now, I want you to make note, because I want you to study Ephesians 4, the whole fourth chapter of Ephesians, because they talk about the vocation in the first verse. And then we get down to that 11th verse, you talk about the fivefold ministry gifts, and say the office, first thing is the perfecting of the saint. Well, a lot of ministers are not wearing the anointing enough to perfect the saints, because they're not tied into the whole fivefold ministry gift in which God wants us tied into. I'm guilty. I went many years. I tried to tie in, but I didn't know what I was doing. I was just operating as a pastor, basically. Now, I think I operated in the apostolic office longer than I knew, and so I had some surges in my ministry that came from that office. Prophet receive and communicates the mind and will of God. So there's a certain aspect of the mind and will of God. If you're not in connection with the apostolic and prophetic, in which he said he built the church and Jesus to keep chief cornerstone, and some mysteries that you cannot get unless those offices are activated in your life. Now, I know denominational wise, this is a hot biscuit to chew sometimes, but you're gonna have to. You're not gonna do it mentally. You're not gonna do it sense wise. It's got to be in the spirit. It's a whole revolutionary aspect of the ministry that God is bringing in among us for these times we're dealing with. We're gonna have to walk in the apostolic, prophetic, and the pastoral, and the teaching, and the evangelist. All together, we're all going to have to walk from an apostolic, prophetic view. Even the pastor, the teacher, and the evangelist going to have to walk from that apostolic and prophetic point of view in the spirit. Are you following me? All right. Christ used them to announce his will. The prophet. Christ used them to announce his will. Now go back and read your Bible. You'll see it all over. You see it in your Bible. You see? But if we have not come to the point to understand this in the spirit, we'll read the whole Bible just like it's the whole Bible. We won't put emphasis on who God's using and why he's using them, because he has a divine setup. And once we start walking that divine setup and respecting one another, respecting every office, you follow what I'm saying? We're all in it together. So ain't nobody trying to be bigger than nobody else. It's just following divine orders as God. One man is a catcher, another man is a pitcher. Somebody on second base. See, you follow what I'm saying? So important. I guess the pitcher at that time, the pitcher is the most important one. Do he know how to throw a curveball? Do he know how to pitch to strike somebody out? But I'm just giving you an example of how this worked. You see what I'm saying? Trying to play the game with a trifling pitcher, and he's just throwing it right there where everybody can hit it, and so you can't catch nothing because they're all going across the wall on you. And I think to a certain degree that's what's been happening in the body of Christ at large. I know y'all got ministry. I know y'all been doing some good things. Don't get me wrong. We're trying to move forward. I'm trying to move forward. What about you? I want to go deep in the spirit. How many of y'all want to go deep in the spirit? And that's what we're aiming about, and we cannot. Oh, my, the anointing came on real strong. You cannot do it without the apostolic and the prophetic, you see. And then you got those who call themselves. They're not no apostle, they're not no prophet. So they come out. So you got to deal, you got to know how to discern them. I'm an apostle. You got to really know, did God send you as an apostle or you came out? So it's so important. The area that God has, is with fear and trembling, the area that God has us in now is is profound for the last day. We're going to walk stronger in the Spirit, stronger in relationship with God, with Jesus, with the Holy Spirit, with one another. We're not in a competition. We complete one another, back one another up, love one another. Are you following me? Now, let me go over this again because I want you to get it. Prophet receive and communicate the mind and will of God. Other words, without a prophet instruction and teaching, you cannot communicate the mind and will of God fully. Fully, make that word fully. Christ uses them to announce his will, unlock mysteries of his word, bring conviction of sin, and focus the disciples on an intimate, spiritual, and holy life. Goodness. Prophets are spokesmen of God. Now listen to this last line because it's very important to us. The basic foundational function of a New Testament prophet is for edification, exaltation, and comfort. See, it's a ministry. It's ministering to you, lack of words, from a higher level. Now, not because the person, we're not talking about personalizing per se, separating somebody just to be separating them. We're talking about the divine setup of God, and you have to be, to really function this way, you're going to have to be spiritual, because the secular and the sense-wise is not going to let you tie in like we tied in. I thank God for his grace on us. That's a grace on us that we are tied in like this, that we can get in this full flow of this, the fivefold ministry gift. The grace, let me give you this again, the grace on the prophet is to impart to the believer a hunger for, now listen to what I'm saying now, a hunger for the rhema, revealed word of God, the voice of God. So the rhema and the revealed word of God is where we're going to work at. The rhema, the live word, and the revealed. And you know Joshua 1:8 tells us how to do that. See, not just reading, you know. You got to meditate, you know, and I think it's what, 4 or 5 M's in Joshua 1:8. Your mouth, meditation, make maze, and then you make it. So you look at them M's in Joshua 1:8 and go to working on them, because they will cause great dimension in your life, in your family, and in your ministry. Hearing the voice of God is so important. Not just hearing scriptures, not just hearing somebody with a vocabulary, it's hearing the voice of God. I guess it's 1 Corinthians 2, 1 through the whole chapter. 1 Corinthians 2 is a revelatory chapter of how you hear the voice of God, and not in the eloquence of the speaker, but is in the divine input of the Holy Ghost when somebody's speaking. The divine input of the Holy Ghost in a speaker. That abiding anointing, 1 John 2, 27, John 15, 7, abiding in the Word, Psalm 91, abiding under the shadow of the Almighty. Those things are very important. So take note of that and listen to the tape over and over so you see the different words that are associated with a prophet. Then you go through the scripture and see that what's happening. Now let's go to the apostle. We said the prophet are ascension gifts that are set in the church to produce a hunger for the voice of God. You said that about the prophet. And then we see about the apostle now. Apostles are God's builders. to the glorious church, sort of like an architect, how to set it up properly in the spirit realm, architecturally in the spirit. Words that associate with the apostle now. Number one, impartation. Right, I'm doing right now. Impartation. The anointing that's on my life is flowing off of my spirit into my words into you right now. That's why I call it my impartation service. So there are the impart. I'll just say it. I'll announce it. I'll announce it without feeling. You will not be the same after the day. See, sometimes thrillers are killers. You don't have to be all thrilled to get something from God. Just the truth. You have a voice of God. As God's speaking to you today, he's imparting the apostolic mantle on you. Because you're connected. So he's imparting it to you now. Not for you to go talk about you as an apostle. If God called you to be an apostle, you're going to know it. Nobody's going to be able to stop you. You don't need no role. It's a revelation. It's an impartation. All right? Then the apostle is designed to confirm. Not only impart, to confirm. That's why when you're about to make a major move, you need to get in contact with the MVB so they can get in contact with me so we'll make sure that we can confirm that thing. See, that's what happened. A lot of people go out not without confirmation. And that's why they don't function like they should. Another word, activate. Apostolic activation is set up among the leadership of the spirit world. So a lot of ministers out there, they haven't been activated yet. Because that apostle hadn't activated them. They're not under apostle. They just had a dream. And they think they're successful, but they're not. Also, strengthen. The apostolic is to strengthen you in the spirit. Another word associated with the apostle is a divine strategist. You can talk to a real apostle, and he'll make one statement and change your whole life. Not by his ability, but by the divine input of the Spirit of God. Are you understanding me? Yeah, just one statement. I've known men and women's lives were changed by one statement. I'm just talking as the Spirit lead and change their whole life, change their family, change their finance, change everything. Strategies. We got to have strategies. We got to have confirmation. We got to have impartation. We got to have activation. Let me go. Impartation, confirmation, activation, and then the strengthen. We got to have strength. There's a strengthening anointing in the apostle or the apostolic office. You got me? Not only that, strategies. Let's go back to strategy. Something that even looked like it does not even make sense. I've seen it happen over and over again. But the Spirit of God had said it. And it works. It come out right every time. It come out victorious. I don't care what it run up against. A Jericho wall, a Red Sea, a Goliath. It doesn't matter what it come up against. Jordan River, it don't matter what it come up against. A fire, a lion den. That strategy always overpower that thing. But we've been, for lack of a better word, shortchanged by so much trying to be individual without being connected. And I thank God save us, because some people, if you were to connect to them, you'd be worse off. You know, some people who say they're apostles and say they're prophets, and you connect to them, and all they want to do is drain you. He's looking for something. No, you want somebody to put something in you and don't look for nothing. Just put it in you. You're doing it for God. You know God gonna take care of them. And so that's why we got such a good relationship, because I'm putting this in you because of God. I just I want to do what God want me to do. That's all I know. And I know God take care of me, so I ain't a problem. I want you to have impartation. Let me repeat it. Right now it's happening. I want you to, your ministry to be confirmed. I want to activate the gifts that's in you properly. Not just going out there, and that you be strengthening the strategies to the church, the apostle design things in a different way. Plan things in a different way. Structure things in a different way. The word that relates to him is an architect. Isn't that something? A spiritual architect is what God called an apostle to be. Ordain. Reform. These words. Demand. Now, anybody put a demand on you, apostle put a demand on you and walk away from you, if you're real. You know, we got to be cousin and hugging and all that. That ain't no apostleship, all right? And thank God for doctrine, because we need a covering with all these doctrine coming out, good God, these teaching coming out. We need a... grace cannot displace faith. Grace cannot work without faith. God's favor does not flow without faith. So here's these three things I sent. I don't know if I sent it to all you all, but in your first 15 minutes of prayer, Hebrews 11 and 6, Matthew 6:33, and there was another one God gave me. Let's take John 15:7. Read Hebrews 11:6 very closely. It's talking about seeking him. One of my secrets of everything, success, anointing, power, marriage, family, finances, ministry, is most of my time I'm seeking him. I don't want nothing. I want him. Many things I don't have to ask for. They just show up. I'm so busy seeking him. And you read those scriptures, you're going to see why. You see, don't seek the reward in Hebrews 11:6. Seek him. He tell you reward twice, but he tell you about himself. Reward once, he tell you about himself twice. Ills, in that voice. So my first 15 minutes of prayer, I'm just seeking him. In the spirit, I'm praying in the spirit. Lord, what you want? That's just a little sideline I want to give you. Now, if you're going to be in an apostolic ministry, demand is going to be placed on you. The demand is spiritual exercise, seeking you handle it. God will do it. God will do it through the apostle. He will walk up to you and make a demand on you. See? Now, you have to know in your spirit that that's a real demand from God. Follow me? You got a spirit, right? And you can discern, right? Yes, absolutely. He builds doctrine, that apostle watch over it. He's administrative. Here's another one, and to all of you, he's a father. Now, another word is strong. He governs. He governs. All of these places your ministry is going to go in. He's a pioneer, pace setter, pathfinder, trailblazer. Lays the right foundation. So we saw in Ephesians 2:20, the right foundation. He's a sent one. He also, an apostle, protect those who are under him. He's a warrior. Somebody come to one of y'all church and act up. And I know y'all can handle it, but I'll come too. He's a warrior in your life. He's first place, he's order, the messenger, dominion, and ambassador. Now all of these anointings come on your ministry. You follow what I'm saying? all this anointing come on your ministry as we connect. And that's what he wanted the fivefold ministry gift to connect in that way. Apostles are the most panoramic of the fivefold ascension gift. They have the ability to see the big picture. It's just a gift. Gosh, give it to me. See the big picture. You can talk to me a few minutes. I'll see the whole picture. Yeah, sure, not me, with my weakness and infirmity. But I'll talk to you a few minutes. You tell me something, I'll see the whole picture. That gift kick in. See, to give you instruction, give you direction. Now another thing, apostles is not making no babies. Make you your baby spiritually. You can't be around an apostle, stay, be a baby. You got to grow up. You got to cry about everything. Fight. Stand up. That's why they're ministering to you, right? Apostle, the most panoramic of the fivefold ascension gift. What you had this clock set on?
45 minutes.
God, don't get time paid. All right, I'm almost through. They have the ability to see the big picture. They have the ability to see the big picture. Now, here's a statement. Whereas a pastor might be more local church-minded, the apostle has more of a world, universal church vision. His heart is to mobilize the local church and to a fine-tuned, invading, and occupying our army. Let me give you that again, because I'm going to say something to you about an apostolic move we made. The apostle's heart is to mobilize the local church into a fine-tuned, invading, and occupying army. Did y'all hear that? I see no expression on your face. Let me see it again. Fine-tuned, invading, take over, an occupying army, meaning that you're not moving me out of this spot. That's what that apostolic would put in you if you pay attention to the various anointing. Now, the apostolic ministry and the prophetic ministry together is a spark fire in the other three aspects of the fivefold ministry gift. Now, let me see if I covered everything I want to cover on. All right, hear these words. This is the most powerful prophetic time and apostolic and prophetic time in the church. This is the only way that the local church going to survive. You're gonna see them falling, left and right. You're gonna see them falling. You're gonna start seeing them falling in some kind of sin, some kind of bad doctrine, or sometimes you got to have those offers over you. And sometimes people fly so high so quick they don't think that they need those offers, and that's where it mess up at. I know many men life I've been put in for that, and the men didn't see it. And they in trouble right now. If they had the apostolic would have shut that down. So no, don't mess with that. All right. This is the most powerful prophetic, apostolic prophetic time in the history of the church. Now listen very carefully. Now, I know you'll understand this. And I'm going to go about 5 more minutes. The years ahead of us are years of great significance and are being seasoned with abundant grace for the rising of governing territorial churches. Let me give you that again. The years ahead of us are years of great significance and are being seasoned, listen with it, with abundant grace. That grace of all fivefold ministry working together for the rising of governing territorial churches. In other words, whatever state you're in, whatever city you're in, you're passing a governing church. It will also be a time of manifestation of the revivalist type of ministry, demonstration. It's time for us to demonstrate things in the spirit. These apostolic ministries and team will become the stronger men of their cities. Listen to what it says about it. governing over the spiritual atmosphere. Good God, did you hear that? Governing. Now here in Darryl, I govern over the atmosphere here. They can do what they want. The Spirit of God has shut it down. In my whole city, I govern over the spiritual atmosphere. Govern, and that's the anointing that's coming on your life. Keeping a spiritual climate conducive and correct for the ongoing victory for an advancing church. Listen to this. Keeping a spiritual climate, that's one of the AM, conducive and correct for the ongoing victory for an advancing church. Now, that's over your family too now. That's your home too. That's same anointing. Your businesses. Some of you guys are in business. Same thing. Listen to this again. The Lord, tell me about this because I know I got businessmen over here. Spiritually, govern over the spiritual atmosphere, over your business, over your family, over the church, over your city, etc. That anointing, the spiritual climate. That's one thing I've done over the years, the spiritual climate over the church that I pastor. It has a certain spiritual climate here at Word of Life. Conducive and correct for the ongoing victory. Hey, ongoing victory. Everybody say ongoing victory. Everybody say ongoing victory, yeah. For an advancing church. The Lord is raising up such churches and ministries across the earth who will be responsible, listen to this now, to keep the heaven open for the Lord. What? To keep the heavens open for the Lord. What? Are y'all hearing this? What an assignment God have given us to keep the heavens open. You know, Hebrews 12:1-2 there. Let me close. The apostolic mandate and authority is being placed upon those churches in these awesome days. I didn't say awful. Y'all stop seeing things awful. Let me read this again. These are not... Watch what, awesome, awful. Y'all stop seeing the awfulness and see the awesomeness. Listen, let me read this to you. The apostolic mandate and authority, I never been so happy in my life. I don't care what the people talking about, the disease coming out and all that crap. I never been so happy. God got me protected. I'm walking in the 91st Psalm, 37th Psalm. Ain't nobody stronger than God. Listen, the apostolic mandate, get that, you got a mandate, and authority, get that. And my friend laughing, I'll laugh with you. It's time to laugh. It's being placed upon these churches in these awesome days. What kind of days? Awesome days of the demonstration of God's new wave of power. These are not awful days, children. These are awesome days. These are days that now God will stand out from all the other substitutes. The substitutes can't handle that no more. They got that little fake stuff they try to show you on the internet and all that stuff. Now the real power gonna come through the apostolic and the prophetic and the pastoral on down the line. The fivefold ministry gift gonna take over. Now some churches not gonna go there. Because they got to go by what they've been going by, but we're not going there. That's 1 Corinthians 2:1-10. Read that. Quite often. Let me close with this. Those who have been listening attentively and obeying God's prophetic voice are about to see the greatest fulfillment of prophecy in their individual lives. Your lives are going to change. Just together, being together this morning, a few things I've said, the Holy Spirit has to take those things and make them vivid, make them vitalize in your life. But just knowing that all the reports coming, all the awful, all the awful reports coming up now is not to mess with our awesomeness. We serve an awesome God. Jesus is an awesome Christ. The Holy Spirit has awesome power. So we don't have to We have to minister to people. We can't be falling down like everybody else. They're depending on us to know the truth that will set them free. We need to be wearing an awesome anointing. We need to have awesome wisdom. We need to have awesome insight. We need to have awesome joy. We need to have the growth, the fruit growing, and the gift flowing. The fruit should be growing in our life. The gift should be flowing in our lives. And I know it will. I pronounce that on you, that your life will be awesome. You will have an awesome ministry, an awesome family, an awesome business. I release that out of my spirit upon you. All the LTMA, if you follow instruction, those who have listened attentively, Proverbs 4:22-23, my son, attend to my word. Awesome is our word today. I'll leave you with that word. Things gonna happen in your life. Awesome things are happening in your life. Everything you set your hand to do gonna turn out to be awesome because you're wearing an awesome anointing. And the awful things got to die. Those things that are not right, your family gonna be happy. Your children gonna be happy. Your grandchildren gonna be happy. Your ministry gonna be happy. Your members gonna be happy because you function in an awesome anointing. Father, I pray today this impartation give glory to you. Glory to the Lord Jesus Christ, who paid the price for us. I apply the blood upon every minister under my assignment. I apply the blood on their lives, their families. I apply the blood over their ministries. I apply the blood over their businesses, that we are divinely protected and divinely provided for. I thank you for this impartation today. I thank you that the words are alive, and that what each one under the sound of my voice need. I thank you for Ron's sight. Thank you. Thank you right now. Thank you for it. We receive it. We know you work from the end to the beginning. So we know you know exactly what you're doing. Thank you so much this morning for all of these men and women who are given respect. They are dressed properly. They are following orders, Lord. I ask because of their obedience that you bless their life. Anything they're standing in need of right now, Father, I'm asking you, they got some things they probably believe in you for. As their apostle, as long as it's in alignment with your word, I come in agreement and I ask you to bring it to pass swiftly in their life that they can go forward in the thing. Ooh, woo, woo, woo. Oh, my. Awesome anointing. I feel it here in Darrell and it's in my hands. And I know there's no dissonance in the spirit. I pass it on to you today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And God bless you until we meet again in Jesus' name.
Real quick, I want to let you know on November, on the Prosperity Revival is the first 10 meeting, November the 7th through the 11th. And then that apostle will be in Chicago, Illinois on September 16th at 7 p.m. at the International Faith Conference at Living Word Christian Center with Dr. Bill Winston. Again, September 16th, which is a Friday, Apostle will be at Living Word Christian Center, Chicago, Illinois at 7 p.m. And then our next first tier meeting will be November 7th through 11th, which is the Prosperity Revival. Thank y'all so much. Have a wonderful day.